As a party, we are going to be tackling a couple of big issues, and I'm sure that you guys have probably already heard about them to some degree. The details are still yet to be determined, so I can't go into great detail on it, but just watch for income tax reform, elimination is what Governor Kehoe wants, actually, and then personal property tax reform. Those are two of the big issues that we're trying to tackle this session, so stay tuned on that. And then just as far as my bills that I'm filing, I am refiling all three from last year, which dealt with firearms, a raw dairy bill, and then repeal of the sunset clause on the SAFE Act, which is saving adolescents from experimentation, dealt with the hormone therapy and surgeries for minors. My bill also includes some locker room language, I call it, because it deals with areas of undress within the school where we don't want commingling of biological sexes. So that is those are the three bills that I filed last year. I'm refiling. And then this year I'm also going to, I either have already filed or I'm getting ready to file some that deal with, one is a Kratom and 70H bill. We've got to get some regulations on those. And that was constituent requested. And they have some very, those constituents have some very real concerns about that because it's impacted their family. And so I am happy to bring that for them. And I am working with another representative on that bill. She carried it last year. And so I'm filing the same bill that she is, and we're committed to working on that together. And also Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is looking to do something about this topic as well. So hopefully we'll have the backing to try to get this through. I also have one that is dealing with the no-call list. Again, it is a constituent-requested bill. This, it's kind of crazy because any residential line can be put on a no-call list, and businesses were excluded from that. But the AG's office kind of opened it up a little bit and said, okay, we'll let businesses put their numbers on there, but we're going to make them renew that every quarter. Now, as a business owner, that is the last thing you're thinking about each quarter is to, oh, I need to go back in there and re-up my, you know, no-call list status. And so I'm trying to change the legislation where it actually includes businesses so that once they're on there, it's permanent for them as well. So just a little tweak in language. I've got one that is going to be about the eye drops that they put in newborns. And right now that is a mandatory thing. And I have some constituents who do not want that. And so they wanted me to look into it. I'm still working on this one, but what it turned out to be is that because there is something in statute that says that physicians, midwives, nurses have to put this antibiotic in the eyes of newborns, there are some hospitals who have created policy that said if you don't do that, or if the parents won't let you do that, then you need to turn them into DSS. Well, I think that sounds absolutely crazy. You know, people should be able to have informed consent before anything is done to their child. So that's what we're working toward, is to try to give the parents an option on that and not be turned into DSS if they don't want that in their newborn's eyes. Then I have a bill that is dealing with dangerous dogs. And again, it is constituent requested. It seems like there are a lot of people around here. I personally have had this problem as well, where dogs that were running wild, in my case, in this other case, it's neighbor's dogs, who come over and harass livestock and even kill them. So we are filing a bill that's going to deal with that with some stiffer penalties. And I can get back to the rest of the bills in just a few minutes.